Ahmadi State this year, 2018, has been relatively calm, although we had had very serious incidences here. 1 month ago or so, two women were killed about just 10 kilometers from here on Meridi Mundu Road. One was pregnant. The other came together accompanying her to hospital. Our security forces came and found that both of them were murdered. One, her head was severed off, and it looked like from the assessment that they were both were raped. Recently, just on the 9th, four people were killed, about also 10 kilometers or 7 from here on Lui, between Lui and Mundri, and three were wounded. One person wounded is a chairperson of the land commission that we just created. He was coming for taking oath. He was wounded, but his conditions are now okay. Another 3 weeks ago, also one Somali citizen was killed between Lui and Lanyi and Edarafuri. These are very serious issues. With the signing of the permanent ceasefire.
Yes, Honorable, that was my next question. Actually, right. With all these incidents happening along the roads and in other parts of your state, taking into account the recent signed ceasefire agreement, what is the situation after that?
Well, we expect that the situation will be good because our soldiers, SPLA and the other organized forces are observing the permanent ceasefire. The problem with the armed groups, they have the problem of command and control. They are in different groups, a group belonging to Thomas Rilo, another one to Dr. Riek Machar, another one to with Bakasoro, others are just in the middle. So I'm appealing to these leaders of these groups to inform the people, the commanders in Ahmadi State, to stop this harassment.
We take into account the recent incident where four people were killed. You mentioned about 7 kilometers from here, four people were killed on the 9th. And when you look at the perimeters of this incident, it's like you're playing the game with the snake in the house. What do you say?
Well, yes. You know, some of the, definitely you are right. It is the snake in the house, but of course it is the sons of this and daughters of this state. They are not in khakis, they are not in organized units, and some of them might be, they're not even listening to their commanders. They have seen that being on the road with some few bullets in your gun is like business, and this is terrible.
This situation has created terror in most of the citizens. When you speak around to community members, they say roads are not safe for them to move, and even going to their farms is not safe. What best solution do you see as the governor of the state to make sure peace comes back to these innocent people who are suffering?
The best solutions of all the government and the innocent civilians, what we call them, and every sector, including the faith-based organizations, is to talk. Talk to the people, talk to these boys who are holding guns, talk to the people who think that a gun can bring anything to really come to peace. Because it is only peace that will be. We, as government, we cannot be able to plant soldiers all along the road, everywhere. But the real thing is to convince these boys to come back home and put down their guns. Otherwise, the solution is peace. Once there is peace, these things will not continue.
You mentioned about your commission of Kediba and the rest of the chiefs are within Mundri here. What is the situation in Kediba that they cannot stay there?
Well, in 2016, in December, the same armed group attacked the civilians, and the army, a small contingent of army there, decided to escort. I actually told them to pull the civilians here to avoid the casualties. Since then, the government have not taken the forces there because what we know, Kediba has been declared the 2016 peace agreement as a cantonment. So there was no reason for any person just to go and fight for something that you have been given. So that's why we decided that let these four people be here, an IDP. So we're planning to take them back, but with the current permanent ceasefire, if we begin to move, we will be accused of a violation of ceasefire. But I'm hopeful that soon when peace comes, they'll go back.